Good evening. This is a February meeting of the Harbor Management Commission, and we have a pretty full schedule this evening. First, I would like to tell everyone here that we are being recorded and televised. We will start by introducing everyone here at this table, and then we will open for public comment.
Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Commander Andy Myers. I am the Prevention Department Head at the Coast Guard Sector Northern New England in Portland, Maine.
Hey, good evening. Lieutenant Matt Odom. I'm the Waterways Chief at Sector Northern New England.
Good evening. Chief Warrant Officer Robert Nichols, Ace Navigation Officer, Sector Northern New England.
Sam Ladley, Harbor Commission Member.
Peter Smith, Harbor Commission Member.
Tom Pico, Harbor Commission Alternate.
Beverly Cowan, alternate.
David Leon, Harbor Commission.
Matt Ripley, Harbor Master.
Oh, I'm sure.
Melissa Baker, Harbor Management. I'd like to open the floor for public comment. You will have 5 minutes, and any questions will be answered at a later time once public comment is completed. So if you'd like to go to the podium, that would be great.
I have a question about the federal anchorage. I'm just wondering, as a citizen, at what point it was, we have a presentation from the pilotage describing all the safety that's needed for these ships and safety. My question is, at what point was it decided that we're having all these ships? 130, 900-foot ships are just suddenly coming and to our shores. So how was that decided? At what point? And also, as far as the people's voice in making, perhaps getting a voice in that decision, we have the Harbor Management Commission. I know that they make recommendations from time to time. I don't know that those are necessarily being used or going to be used. How do we ensure that they are representing us or that they're being heard? And for example, in Bar Harbor, the citizens have a committee of 40 people in addition to their Harbor Commission. So should we maybe have something like that so that we can all discuss this together rather than safety for ships that don't exist? And yes, they go from Portland to Bar Harbor. Can we discuss whether or not they should exist before we worry about their safety?
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lynn Barnard, and I live here in Rockland. And I would just like to know, are you going to be doing another presentation to the people of Owl's Head? So I don't know if you know whether you're going to be doing that or not, but the federal anchorage is more or less in their waters. So I think they're a little anxious since they heard we're having this over here tonight, but there are a lot of people who don't know about it over there. So I think it needs to be done. Thanks.
Thank you.
My name is Michael Gondon. I'm chairman of the Lock and Pass Commission. I'd like to just ask the Harbor Commission a few questions they can answer. Who actually is the secretary on the Harbor Commission? My understanding is your bylaws are the same as the Pass Commission bylaws. You are required to have the secretary be a member of the Harbor Commission. Matt Ripley, all due respect to Matt, is not a member of the Harbor Commission. He is an advisor to the Harbor Commission. Therefore, who is putting out these minutes, and are they being sent to City Hall so everybody can get a copy of these? My next thing is, this meeting the other day I listened to on TV, I know it's not you, it's Janice Lucy, but Lachlan does not have a public land, and I want you to be aware of that. Lachlan has a harbor park. So when this gentleman was talking about MBNA being there, harbor park being there long before MBNA, that's a false statement. They might have named their land Harbor Park, but the Harbor Park is actually the old public land, and it was and the city ordinance back in 1985, so it's very confusing. I hope the next time this gentleman speaks, he will clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is David Wiley. I'm a Rockland resident. I'm just wondering, so hearing the comment about Owl's Head, we've heard from various sources that the harbor master in Owl's Head, who I guess is also a pilot who has some financial gains and have more cruise ships come in, but regardless, he's been telling people it's a done deal. Nothing you can change, no more. And I was wondering, is it a done deal, or is there continued discussion with the Coast Guard to listen to the people and not just believe maybe a few subsegments of the population to see if this is something we really want?